Did you know that one day on the moon lasts for 29 and a half days on Earth? Imagine if our weekends could go that long. You just leave the office on Friday and not come back for two or so months. Unfortunately, we can't live on the moon just yet, but we can still make the most of our weekends, and that is why I'm here. Officially, St. Patrick's Day is next Friday. But in Philly, it starts Sunday at the St. Patrick's Day parade that the city's been celebrating for 250 years. The first parade took place in 1771 before electricity, streetcars, and the Declaration of Independence. The parade starts at noon on JFK Boulevard between 16th and 20th Streets and heads down to Penn's Landing. We'll have more details on our website, whyy.org/things to do. There will be some dogs barking at the parade, even if they're just your feet. But if you head to the Greater Philadelphia Expo Center, you can see animals of all kinds at the Greater Philadelphia Pet Expo. The expo includes the International Cat Association Cat Show, the Rainforest Reptile Show, Piggy Villa, and performances by the Dynamo Disc Dogs. There's an alpaca meet and greet. And you can even get your pet officially blessed. The expo goes from Friday through Sunday. Lights, camera, action. It's time for the 10th Annual Philadelphia Film Society's Oscars Party and Screening. VIP ticket holders will get a pre-show cocktail reception and champagne toast, as well as a chance to walk the red carpet. General admission tickets come with complimentary hors d'oeuvres and drinks. A portion of ticket proceeds go to the PFS and its programming throughout the year, which includes the Philadelphia Film Festival. Things get started on Sunday at 6:30 for the VIPs and 7:30 for general admission ticket holders. It's Women's History Month all month. Well, it really should be all year, but in March we take some time out to pay special tribute to women. 'Cause I'm a woman, now I'm a bat. I'm a woman, now I'm a bat. Everybody needs one. At Penn Museum's Culture Fest on Saturday, female artists and creatives are celebrated. The day-long event includes storytelling, art workshops, dance, and music performances. It starts at 10 a.m. I'm a woman,
now I'm a backbone. And I'd like to also say something to all the little black girls out there. I hope you look at my career as proof that you can be and do anything you want to do.
That was Deborah Lee. She made history as the CEO of Black Entertainment Television, one of the only black women to ever run a major media company. She'll be at the Free Library's Parkway Central location tonight talking to 6ABC anchor Tamala Edwards about her new memoir, I Am Deborah Lee. In it, she shares her experiences with racism and sexism and dispenses advice for those who want to follow in her footsteps. Things get started at 7:30. What happens when you combine Brian Sanders' Junk Troop, The Carmen Suite, and Stravinsky's The Firebird? A weekend full of riveting dance and music by the Philadelphia Orchestra. They're at Verizon Hall on Friday through Sunday. From classical music by a Russian composer to roots music by American composers. Sisters Megan and Rebecca Lovell, who make up the duo Larkin Poe, are touring in support of their latest album, Blood Harmony. They're at Brooklyn Bowl, Philadelphia on Friday at 8 p.m. I thought I told you that the deep stays high. I thought I told you the river runs deep and the deep stays down. If 70s nostalgia is your thing, you'll want to head to the American Swedish Historical Museum on Saturday for Extravaganza. It's a dance party set to the music of ABBA, and it gets started at 7 p.m. And we're set to end this edition of Things to Do. I'm Tanya Pendleton, and I invite you to our website, whyy.org/things to do, for more weekend events, including where you can see Patti LaBelle in Atlantic City, Miss Patti. and where you can enjoy more retro music with the story of Simon and Garfunkel in Delaware. And don't forget to set those clocks forward for daylight savings time on Sunday. That's why you got to make the most of this weekend, because you got an hour less to do it. Whatever you choose to do, have a great weekend, everyone.